Well, hello, and welcome to Myerstown Church of the Brethren and this midweek message from Pastor Dennis. Today's theme is, If It Is Possible. And I take that from a scripture from Romans 12, 17, and 18. Listen to these words of Paul. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Well, it's been one of those weeks when I find myself struggling with things that distract me or cause me to get just a little bit irritated. So if you don't mind, I'd like to spend a little bit of time venting, just a little. Sometimes we pastors don't get a chance to do that, and things get bottled up inside, and then in a weak moment, we do and say some things we later regret, like a comment on a Facebook posting or an email that we really shouldn't have sent out. You might know what I'm talking about. Well, this week, three things have come together to get me to the point where I need to put some of my feelings in writing, or in this case, on a video. Understand, these are just my feelings, and I'm not really looking for dialogue at this point, as much as a listening ear. Although, I wouldn't refuse conversation. Just maybe give me a day or two to recover. Well, three things in particular that I'm struggling with this week are social media, the news, and planning for worship on the weekend of a patriotic holiday. If you're willing to listen, read on or stay connected. And if not, that's okay too. First, in these days of so much division in our country over COVID-19, wearing masks, Black Lives Matter, demonstrations that have resulted in violence and destruction, I think I've concluded I just need to take a break from social media. Part of my struggle is that social media is a good place for a pastor to get a sense of what people are thinking. There's a lot of good sermon material on Facebook and social media. But what frustrates me, and maybe should frustrate us all, is trying to discern what is true and what is not, what's opinion and what is fact. While I enjoy a good discussion stream on Facebook, I also find myself getting irritated when there's so much ridicule, so many put-downs of other people's opinions, and defamation of those whose opinions are different. Whatever happened to our ability to have a good, informed debate? And while we might still disagree in the end, we can still treat one another with respect. And then there's the news. I think I need to take a break from the news, from the evening news, and from those news apps on my cell phone and iPad, because all it does is depress me. Rather than informing, so much of what passes for news these days is slanted to accommodate the opinions of a particular network's audience to keep those ratings up. And I'm not pointing fingers at any particular network because I think most all are equally guilty. At least that's the way it seems to me. But again, my struggle is, just like with social media, as a pastor, I think I need to be informed as to what's happening in the world. So I guess I will keep abreast of what's going on in the world, but maybe I'll just take it in smaller doses. In the NIV translation of Romans 12, 17, Paul says, be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. Well, Paul, tell me, is that really possible, to do what is right in the eyes of everyone? Because I'm having trouble finding anything that everyone can agree is right these days. Maybe I'm struggling a little bit with Paul this week, too. I think that's okay, because it opens up some conversation between me and God. And then third, I confess I always struggle when a patriotic holiday falls on a Sunday or close to a Sunday, and I know there are people in the congregation who expect that the worship service on Sunday morning will focus as much on the holiday as it does on Jesus, and maybe in some cases, even more so. Don't get me wrong. I see myself as a patriotic citizen of the USA. I pay my taxes. I vote in every election. I submit my senses for when the day had arrived. I get choked up when I hear a great musical rendition of God Bless America or the National Anthem. I enjoy a great July 4th fireworks display. All of that has its place, but is a church worship service that place? It seems to me that mixing patriotism with worship is much like the idolatry of which those ancient Israelites were accused. It is appropriate to thank God for our freedoms and the opportunities we're given in our country, but when we meet for worship, we gather to worship God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 14:26, Paul says, when you come together, in other words, when you come to worship, everyone has a hymn, a word of instruction, a revelation, a tongue, or an interpretation. All of these must be done for the strengthening of the church. And in Ephesians 5:19, he says, speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. As a pastor, I think we need to be honoring that scriptural vision of worship that Paul describes. And if you really want to see some heavenly worship, check out those visions in Revelation 4 and 7. Well, thanks for listening. I feel a little bit better now, now that I got some of that off my chest. You can disagree, and that's okay. As brothers and sisters in Christ, we're to love each other in spite of our differences. And I commit to trying to do that. I hope you do too. Paul did encourage us to do so when he said, if it is possible, as long as it depends, as far as it depends upon you, live at peace with everyone. That's a big if, Paul. But I do think it's possible. As followers of Jesus filled with the Spirit, anything is possible. Come to think of it, I think Paul said that too. So for myself, if I am going to be able to live at peace with everyone, I think I'll be taking a break from social media for a while and limiting my time with the news. Maybe that's something we all should consider doing. It might help us all as we try to live at peace with everyone. And I will enjoy this July 4th holiday as much as any American, but our worship on Sunday will focus on Jesus. I hope you have a great holiday weekend. And I hope to see you in church on Sunday morning when we will speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, when we'll sing and make music in our hearts to the Lord, giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Have a great week. See you on Sunday. Let's have a little prayer together. God, we do thank you for these days in which we live, days that sometimes are very challenging and sometimes cause us stress and distraction, irritation. Help us to see those things that we maybe need to step back from time to time, things that might in one sense be good, but in another make us sometimes consider to doing things that we probably shouldn't do or saying things that we probably shouldn't say. God, we thank you for your church, for this family of believers that we gathered with on Sunday mornings. Be with us through this week. We give you thanks for our country. We give you thanks for the freedoms that we have. We give you thanks for the opportunities that we have in this place, among the greatest ones, the opportunity to come and worship freely. God, be with us this week. We pray your blessings on your church and each one in Jesus' name. Amen.